Welcome to Pod Talk, a podcast sponsored by the United Soybean Board, which invests soy checkoff dollars to achieve maximum value for U.S. soybean farmers.
In this Pod Talk, we're going to discuss how the soy checkoff is working to communicate U.S. soybean farmers' commitment to sustainability. Price, quality, and a reliable supply are key criteria when international customers are looking to buy soybeans, soybean meal, and soybean oil. But there's another consideration that has emerged in recent years as buyers consider their source for soybeans, and that's sustainability. That's why the United Soybean Board worked with the U.S. Soybean Export Council and the American Soybean Association to develop the U.S. Soybean Sustainability Assurance Protocol. It's a way to position U.S. soy as the preferred provider in a marketplace that is increasingly focused on this issue.
Well, we felt it was important because our customers are demanding a sustainably produced crop. That gives us a method to verify to our customers that that is, in fact, what we're doing.
That's Greg Fuyon, a soybean farmer from Weston, Nebraska, and a director on the United Soybean Board. He says that the Soybean Sustainability Assurance Protocol provides confidence to global customers that the U.S. is producing soybeans responsibly. And how does the protocol certify that U.S. farmers grow sustainable soybeans?
You agree that you're producing a crop according to that protocol, and that production is the most efficient methods in reducing inputs, soil conservation, many times reduced tillage, using technology to produce a better crop.
Megan Kaiser raises soybeans in Bowling Green, Missouri, and she also serves as a director on the United Soybean Board. She provides some additional details on the breadth of criteria involved in the Soybean Sustainability Assurance Protocol.
The protocol is our way of verifying to our international customers that we have a sustainable practice, and that means that we are managing our nutrients and our water inputs and everything on our farm in a sustainable manner. We constantly push ourselves as farmers to learn more and do more, whether it be farming with buffer strips and making sure the soil stays in place, making sure that we're managing our fertility correctly. And we're able to then meet these criteria and as a whole verify through a certificate program to our customers that we are farming in a sustainable manner. It was developed because that's what our customers want.
The protocol certifies that soybean producers are using sustainable practices on their soybean farms, but the U.S.'s sustainability advantage extends beyond the farm. Again, Megan Kaiser.
One of the advantages we have in the United States is our infrastructure and the fact that we are able to get our soy to the global marketplace faster and more environmentally friendly than anywhere else in the world. We're very blessed with that.
Greg Fuyon says the Soybean Sustainability Assurance Protocol isn't just about farming in a responsible and sustainable manner. It's also about ensuring a sustained preference for U.S. soy in the global marketplace and enjoying the sustained profitability that can result.
The long-term profitability for a grower, in my opinion, is increased market share, to be able to access markets, to be able to continue to maintain the markets that we have. If the end users are demanding a sustainably produced crop, we're going to need to produce that type of a crop for them and to maintain our markets.
Thanks to Greg Fuyon and Megan Kaiser, directors on the United Soybean Board, for sharing their thoughts on the Soybean Sustainability Assurance Protocol. You can discover more about the United Soybean Board and the Soybean Sustainability Assurance Protocol by visiting unitedsoybean.org and clicking Topics in the main menu to find sustainability.
This has been Pod Talk, sponsored by the United Soybean Board. USB's 73 farmer directors work on behalf of all U.S. soybean farmers to achieve maximum value for their soy checkoff investments.